92.9 at Triple M. It's Dave, Michelle. Personal alternative for breakfast. Let's say g'day to this man.
Fleet managers for premium lubricants with next day delivery in metro areas. Trust Cinepec.
Nice work, Freo.
Let's talk footy with Caleb Sarong.
Oh, Caleb Sarong in Adelaide. Good morning to you, mate. You've done the week over there. How are you enjoying it?
Good morning, guys. It's good to speak to you again. And yeah, it's been nice. We just got back up to the room then. There was a crew of us went down. We're down at Glenelg Beach. So we had a nice swim this morning. So won the morning. So Subsequently, we've won the day. So.
Win the morning, win the day. Win the day.
And it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday as well.
Win the week, Caleb, mate. It's all happening for you.
It's been a really good week so far, to be honest. It's obviously tough result on the weekend. But having the guys around each other and enjoying each other's company, it's been a good few days.
Because that's what I was going to say. You know, after everything that happened in the game against Carlton, it's been nothing but Freo in the news. Are they tracking you down news-wise? Is everyone following you around, still getting a snap of you and talking about things, or is it sort of dying down a little bit?
Not in that respect, but there's plenty of commentary around it, and that's fair enough. Obviously, there's a bit that went on in the game and at the end, but it's not worrying us. We've moved on pretty quickly to Port Adelaide, because if we don't, they're a pretty good side at the moment and playing some pretty good footy. So we've got to move our focus to them. And we left Carlton in last week's game on Monday and we moved on. So we're not focusing too much on it, not reading into it and stuff, but it's out there.
Your fan base hasn't. I've seen them on the socials. They're filthy.
That's good. That's why we love them. Yes. That's why we love them.
That's right, mate. It is Wednesday, and I think everyone's getting a bit bored of it, to be honest with you. But we just quickly unpack it from your angle on the field. Yep. Firstly, the touched angle, you noticed it was touched at the time, or were you busy defending? Did you think straight away touched?
I didn't. So my head was kind of down. If you look at my head was almost behind him, so yep. I didn't exactly know 100%. But when the guys started screaming out straight away, it was obviously pretty obviously touched. But I wasn't kind of near where it was marked either, so I didn't really hear what was going on. I was back in the middle. Getting ready to try and win the centre bounce, but kind of it was clear it was touched, and that was kind of missed. But in the end, like, those kind of things happen throughout the game, and as you know, it's not always perfect. But we try and move on in those situations, but it's obviously frustrating with it being so close and in such a vital part of the game that it's tough to kind of accept that at times, and can be quite frustrating. But that's right, we all make mistakes, and players as us, we know we make as much as anyone.
Yeah, it's such a good attitude to have, mate. I was on to about my 15th schooner at Adelaide Oval at the time. The Jordan Clark stuff, I feel for Jordan Clark a little bit, because if you haven't been following Fremantle, and it was obviously the round that every team was involved in, he would have to be close to an All-Australian this season. I think he's averaging 27 touches or something around that mark. He's been pinned for dissent. Did you hear the dissent? Did you know what was going on? Because I was pretty pissed. I had no idea what was going on in the stands.
Nah, to be honest, like I said, I was walking back to the middle. We were talking about our centre bounce structure and what we were going to do to try and get attacking and get the ball going inside our 50. And then the umpires, we've got to the middle, has kind of told us there's a free kick back down there. And I was pretty rattled and not sure what was going on. But as Alex said kind of in his presser the other day, the umpire said he didn't hear what Clarkie said, and I didn't hear that conversation happening, and that was just between Alex and the umpire. But yeah, for us, like, Clarkie's passion, intensity, the way he plays the game of football, and the kind of person he is, we don't want him to change that at all. And we love him as a person and a player around the group. He's a leader. He's a general down there as a defender for us, and sets us up really well. So. It's been a tough few days for him. He's kind of copped a fair brunt of it, and in our opinion, that's unfair. Obviously, it was a scenario that happened, but we've kind of, no one in the four walls is putting any blame on him. He's got our whole support, and we don't want him to change at all, because what he's bringing to us is something pretty special. So he'll kind of get through it, and we'll throw our arms around him. But, yeah, like I said, we've kind of all moved on, and I think he has as well.
Yeah, and this weekend will happen, and then that'll be history, and it'll all be fine. Everyone's talking about Luke Darcy as well. Just give us the word. What's happening?
Sean Darcy.
Yeah.
We've got main training today. So he flew over. He's over here with us. So the big fella's prancing around the hotel, ready to go.
So that means he's playing, Caleb. Come on, mate. That means he's playing. If he's prancing, he's playing.
Did you prayer?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, good.
Well, you've said you don't think they work together, Zave. So we'll see how that goes, Dogger and Sean. Ooh. But I've heard that, but it's okay. We'll prove you wrong,
mate. I'm rooting for you. I just love Dogger in the ruck. That's all I'll say.
I know you love Sean as well.
So no, I do love Sean. Okay. I love both. I do love both, and hopefully it does pan out. But I tell you what's going to be exciting. Brayshaw, Sarong, Young v. Butters, Rosie, Horn, Francis. Jesus. That is a matchup for everyone to sit in and watch, mate. That's an exciting midfield battle coming up.
It is. And if you look at the, if Wines comes back in, you've got Brownlow medalists on both sides as well, and Fife in and Ollie Wines as well. So it's exciting. I think going forward, there'll be a lot of football kind of played against each other, which is exciting. But we feel like we're playing some really good footy in there at the moment, and we're all complementing each other really well. And they're very similar. They've all got different strengths, but they're extremely dynamic, and we're going to have our work cut out for us. And we're really looking forward to the challenge, because I felt like on the weekend we had a great challenge against Carlton. They've bullied us in the past in the contest, and we're able to really stand up in that. But this week will be a different challenge again, with how dynamic and explosive they are.
And we've run out of time, but we will talk about your home renovations with Chloe next week, yeah, Caleb, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'll be popping over to your joint for a barbecue on Saturday, mate, so good luck.
Me too.
Yeah, no, welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Hey, Saturday night from 5 o'clock, you can hear all the action, Port Adelaide v Fremantle, right here at 92.9 Triple M. Caleb Sorum brought to you by Cinepec for premium quality lubricants. Trust Cinepec, cinepeconline.com.au. Go well, Caleb. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
92.9 Triple M.